Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Bible, Basic Instruction Before Leaving Earth.
Amen.
This global broadcast is a radio broadcast of the Church of Christ. It's being sponsored by the Darien Loop Church of Christ in Houston, Texas, USA. Its minister, Brother Louis Parker IV, is also one of the ministers who serve and teach on this ministerial panel each week.
Amen.
We thank God for the presence of all of those who are our regular listening audience and any newcomers to our program tonight. It is our desire to teach the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to just welcome you to this broadcast because we believe that only the truth will set you free.
Amen.
Jesus says in John chapter 8, verse 32, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Free from what? Free from eternal condemnation and hell.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, as ministers of the Church of Christ, we know by faith and by the word of God that unless we obey the truth, man, every man who does not is condemned and doomed to eternity in hell.
Amen.
Yes.
We also have on the ministerial panel tonight Brother Louis Parker Jr., who is a minister of the Church of Christ in Dickinson, Texas, USA. Our moderator tonight is Brother Bryant Brown of the Westwood Church of Christ in Texas City, Texas, USA.
Amen.
We also have Brother James Johnson and myself, Brother Leroy Williams. We are the co-ministers of the Power Edition Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas, USA.
Amen.
And wherever you are around the world, We are looking for somebody who is genuinely interested in the welfare of their soul.
Amen.
We believe that somebody is going to listen, believe, and receive the truth and obey the commands of the gospel.
Amen.
Jesus Christ declares, as he gave instruction to his ministers in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. Jesus says, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every person, no matter what race, no matter what country, no matter what ethnic origin. Every man is invited, and God wants to save the soul of every person in the world."
Amen.
So the gospel is sent and is in order to be preached to all men.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus says, "He that believeth the gospel and is baptized shall be saved.
Amen.
He that does not believe the gospel shall be condemned to eternity in hell."
That's it.
Amen.
We know that the gospel is God's message that has the power, when it is believed, to save every soul who wants to be saved.
Amen.
So
Amen.
We commend you to the word of God tonight, as our ministerial panel will declare truth. We're looking for those who want to be saved and become a part of the spiritual family of God, the
Amen.
Church that belongs to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The only church that is written in the New Testament Bible. The only church where salvation is, and where one can find salvation for their soul.
Amen.
At this
Amen.
Time, we want to encourage everyone to take a pause with us. We want to take time to call on our Lord and our God and Savior. Give thanks for his blessing for this ministry.
Amen.
Let us pray. Righteous God, we thank you for this privilege that
Amen.
We have.
Please.
You have given us life.
Amen.
And health and,
Amen.
And the right use of our minds.
Yes.
You have given us the word of truth.
Amen.
And you have given us the orders to preach the word to the dying and perishing souls of this generation.
Amen.
Right, God, we are thankful for the foresight and for the willingness of our brethren in the Church of Christ who have made it their purpose to sponsor this broadcast each week.
Amen.
Amen.
We pray, dear God, that you will continue to bless the true churches of Christ,
Amen.
The true assemblies of Jesus Christ around the world who are in unison. We are united in preaching the gospel truth.
Amen.
We pray, Heavenly Father, that you will bless this ministry tonight, that as we teach people what your will is,
Amen.
That honest souls will obey the truth and be saved
Amen.
Before the everlasting and eternity too late.
Please.
Thank you, God, for bestowing this honor upon us.
Amen.
That we have a responsibility to suffer with Christ
Amen.
For the gospel's sake.
Amen.
And to be Amen. Able to teach men and to be concerned about the soul salvation of our fellow men.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, help us to discharge this responsibility properly. And
Amen.
May everything that we do and say be pleasing and acceptable in thy sight.
Amen.
In Jesus' name
yes.
we pray. Amen
and
yes.
amen.
Amen.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm now going to turn it over to Brother Lewis Parker Jr., who will be our first speaker tonight and who will pass the baton as he completes his presentation. Brother Parker, it's on you.
Amen. Amen. And you know, there's a question that is asked, and people are looking over the earth today, just everywhere, and they don't look at the Bible. You know, there's only one Bible on planet Earth.
Amen.
Amen. And there are a lot of different other kinds, but the King James, God said his word shall stand forever. Now, if you go out somewhere and somebody giving you a book of what they wrote and told you that the church that you're in is the right church, that's not right. It's only one Bible on planet Earth. Amen? And you go get it, you find that the King James Version is the proper version of the Bible. And we have to do as God has told us to do. You know, it's getting a little outrageous. In America, you know, those of us who are of some years of age, we can look back now and see a different nation than we ever saw before. Amen.
Yeah.
Growing up here, yeah. And we know that they had other problems that were overcome, over problems like racism and everything else overcome, and now we have not ever. All embracing God. Now, we'll say one nation, we'll say that Pledge of Allegiance and everything, God bless America, and one nation under God, indivisible, with the flag and everything. We do all those kinds of things. But biblically, we're not on the same page. It is ridiculous how many so-called churches are on planet Earth. And when you get the King James Version of the Holy Bible, there's only one church in that Bible. And God, Jesus, when he died, he left his word here on earth with us. And do you think that God's going to allow men to make their own churches to take his place? No, that's Satan. He's still here. He's making any and every kind of church that he wants. And when you look at these churches worldly, look at them worldly, the biggest thing that they do is get that money. That's all it's about. Look at those millionaire preachers, amen, on television, radio, and everything else going all the way around the world, just deceiving people, amen. That's why hell is going to be a big, big, big place, amen. It's going to hold a lot of people, amen. And I don't think that so many people are going to go to hell that there won't be no more hell. No, if that was the case, then that would help a whole lot of people, amen. Well, it'll be enough room for as many billions, trillions of people that go to hell. And we've got to understand this. There's only two places we're going to go, to heaven or to hell. There's no halfway to heaven, halfway to hell. It's either one or the other. Amen?
Yeah.
And we've got to understand that out of the Bible. Follow those basic instructions in the Bible. Amen? Just follow it. Obey the gospel. You look in the Bible, there's only one church in the New Testament scriptures. Amen?
Yeah.
There's one church in the New Testament scriptures, and that's applied to us today. Jesus came down from heaven, born by a virgin, lived here 30-some years, died, shed his blood, that we all might have a right to the tree of life. Amen? To be saved from all of sin. Jesus Christ did that, the Son of God. And what we need to do is do like he told us to do. Hear his word. Believe his word. Repent of your sins. Confess Christ to be the Son of God. Then be buried in the watery grave of baptism for the remission of all your past sins. Rise up out of the water, a new creation in Christ Jesus. And you get in the only church that you find in the Bible, the church that Christ died for, which is the church of Christ. Live right and do right in the church. And we're saying, now, that doesn't make you saved. You know, some of these worldly churches will tell you, they may not even not baptized. They might just sprinkle some water on it. Say, you saved. No, you're not saved. We were commanded, Acts 2:37 and 38, to be buried in the watery grave of baptism for the remission of the forgiveness of all your past sins, and then rise up, and you're in the church that Christ died for, the church of Christ. You follow the instruction, be faithful to Christ till the day you die. You live the most glorious life you could have ever lived on planet Earth, an eternal life in heaven. Now, everybody on Earth knows that. Everybody is not going to heaven. Amen?
Yeah.
But all of these satanic churches will tell you, you know, you just be faithful and give, and you can go to heaven. You go to heaven. They put the guarantee on heaven for everybody. We can't even put the guarantee for heaven of the people of the only church in the Bible. We can't sit up there and preach and tell, God, y'all going to heaven. Y'all just keep giving and coming. Amen? No, no, that's not what it is. You got to live a life. Amen?
Amen.
Obey God. Amen. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Amen. And and to walk in the footsteps of Jesus till the day you leave this earth. Amen. That's what the Bible commands us to do. Now, you shut up right now and listen. How are you going to live a blessed life on earth and you living like an alien? Amen. How are you going to live a blessed, wonderful life if you're just doing anything you want to do? We see it every day. Amen?
Yeah.
All of the things in America that are going on are on world period, in the world period. Just doing anything that they want to do, and they're here for a little while and gone, and they're not blessed. Amen? You've got to be blessed only through Christ Jesus. Amen? And those blessings are wonderful when we follow the basic instructions of on earth. That's the Bible. How to leave earth and go to glory eternally. Amen. How many churches you find there? One church in the Bible, New Testament scriptures. One church. Amen. In the Bible. Amen. Now, somebody can call in tonight and just tell us, say, now where do you find all this instrumental music and boom banging and can on, you know, with those instruments up in that, the Sunday morning nightclub? No, you don't find that. The Bible tells us to sing, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart, your mind, unto the Lord. No mechanical instruments up in the churches. And you know why? And you see them getting all filled and built up because those people come out of there, and I tell you, they've been out all weekend, been out in the clubs, and they come there, they can hear some good music too, and that's it. And then they can feel so good until these so-called ministers get up there and tell them, say, look, they pass the plate, and that's all it's about is the money. Amen? It's not about the salvation of folks' souls. To save your soul, you must commit your whole life unto Christ. Amen. Your life.
Amen.
And what did Jesus do? Now, we talk about the church. Everybody talking about the church. We all got the one Bible. If we got the King James Version of the Holy Bible, we know what Jesus did. Amen. He suffered here on earth. Amen. He showed us what we must do. And the glory of it. Amen. Now, we also have the Holy Spirit here to work with us, too. Holy Spirit is the action part of the Godhead. Amen. And it, when you live like God tell you to live, obey the gospel as God had told you to obey the gospel, then you have the power of the Holy Spirit around you, taking care of you. Amen. Amen. We're not going to say, well, you can holler on the cook. No. You just keep living right, acknowledging God and becoming a member of the only church in the Bible, the Church of Christ. Amen. You come by hearing God's word, Acts 15:7, believing his word, Hebrews 11:6, repenting of your sins, Luke 13:3, confessing Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew 10:32, and then being buried in the water of the grave with baptism for the remission of all your past sins. Rise therefrom from a new creature in Christ Jesus. Then be faithful to the only church you can find in the Bible. That is the Church of Christ. Amen. And you live right and do right. Amen. And God will bless you the most gorgeous life you could have ever lived here on planet Earth. And when you die, you go to heaven. You'll be getting ready to go to heaven. Amen.
Yes.
You're not going to a place waiting to go to hell. You'll be going to a place waiting to go to heaven. Amen. That's what the Bible is teaching us now. That's over. Look at the Old Testament. What did happen to people that did not obey what God commanded them to do? Amen? You can read the history. Amen? And the history tells you that. Now, you think God has changed now? Well, they can do whatever they want to do. Any church will do. When did Christ say that? When did God say that? No, any way will take you there. Amen? You must do as the word of God command you to do. Those are commandments. Amen. It didn't say, if you feel like doing it, you can do it. If you don't, that's all right. You just go to heaven. Okay. Yeah. That's what a lot of preachers say, too. Just be here and just give, just come and everything. And everything going to be all right. You got to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Live the life that you have been commanded to live. Amen. The Bible is a map to heaven. Amen. It'll guide you directly to heaven if you follow the instructions in the Bible. Amen. Those are the instructions. B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving earth. Amen. Follow the instruction that the Bible gives you. And in the church, won't do. And we're reverend. You got all these men on planet Earth. Hey, hollering about they reverend so-and-so, reverend so-and-so, reverend so-and-so. Mentioned one time in the Bible, Psalms 111:9. He has sent redemption unto his people. He has kept his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. Talk about God. In verse 1 of Psalms 111:1, it's talking about God, not man. And I don't see how these men stand up in these on television, on radio, up in these buildings, preaching to people, and the people say, Reverend so and so, Reverend so and so. That's no reverend. That's a terrible thing. Amen.
Yeah.
That is terrible for a man to call himself God. Reverend, Psalms 111:9. Read it. You'll see who Reverend is. That's God. Amen. And see, we have to understand there's only one church in the Bible, that church that Christ died for. Amen. And he made the church, created the church. And it's the Church of Christ, amen? And that acronym can mean church from Christ. That it's an acronym word. Of is an acronym. It means church of Christ, meaning church from Christ. He is the one who established this on planet Earth for us. And he left the directions in which we should go and how to live and what to do. Amen. And how to have all of our past sins wiped away from us. If you're here and listening tonight, you got to hear the word. The Bible says in Acts 15:7, believe the word. Hebrews 11 and verse 6, repent of your sins. Luke chapter 13 and verse 3, confess Christ to be the Son of God. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32. And last but not least, be buried in the watery grave of baptism for the remission of all your sins. You are baptized, submerged under the water, rise therefrom, leaving all of your past sins in that water, and it's out of your body. Amen. And you rise up from a new creation in Christ Jesus, and then you just do right, and live right, worship God in spirit and in truth. Amen.
Yeah.
All nine America, we've gone totally outrageously just away from God. All you got to do is just believe in your heart. All these kind of foolishness and go. But the one thing that they do, they pass that plate up in those worldly churches, amen. It's about the money. Amen. It's all about the money. Making millions of dollars a year, amen. And some of the so-called preachers up in there, they're millionaires too, amen. Amen. Just ripping the people off in the name of Satan. Amen. We've got to understand that God told us in 2 Timothy chapter 4. Paul told us in 2 Timothy chapter 4. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come, and it's here now in America. It's here. It's on earth now. The time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. When you get to preaching the gospel in certain areas, you'll see people. Some of them people just get up and walk out the church. Amen. If they're not members of the body of Christ, they're going to get upset. Just walk out of the church. And you got the book, chapter, and verse to prove it. Amen. We're getting further and further away from God in this nation right now. And we got to do some, we got to do some full preaching the doctrine of Christ. Amen. Because people feel they can do it. And our Supreme Court said, well, we're going to take America to hell. Because we're going to tell, we just say God is a lie. A man got a right to marry a man and a woman. A woman. And I won't ask this question. I do it about 50,000 times a year. Amen?
Amen.
Somebody tell me, where did two men get married and have a baby? Hey! When did that happen? Can that happen? Will that happen? Do women marry and have a baby? Yeah, they might. They do it too. You know they do it too? Because they go to the sperm place in the hospital. And they can get that sperm and have themselves, you know, a baby. Amen? Both of them can marry each other and both of them be getting babies. Amen? But a man is involved because men go down there to the bank at the hospital and give their sperm to the docs.
Yeah.
Amen? And then the women come and get it. Now, God didn't say do that. He did not say. See, in order for marriage, the Bible says in the New Testament, marriage is honorable and the bed is undefiled. Amen?
Amen.
If you're going to procreate, get married. Amen? Get married if you're going to procreate. Because the law, under the law, in the Old Testament, you know, a man was not supposed to uncover a woman nakedness. Anytime he did that, she became his wife. Now in the New Testament, one wife. You know, David had about 200-300 wives and everything, and other men too had plenty of wives. No. One wife under Christ Jesus. Amen. One wife. And it's just as crazy out here as you could think. People have gone just crazy, just embracing hell. Every day, any kind of way that they can. Amen. Thinking themselves to become wise, Paul said in Romans chapter 1. They became fools. They professed themselves to be wise and became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man to bear that the four-footed beast and creeping things. Amen. And that's where we are now in America. That's where America is now. God is just anything you want God to be. Amen. And God never said a man had a right to marry a man, nor a woman a woman. You know, it's gotten so bad that now you don't hear much about it on television anymore. But you can look at them and tell what they're doing. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We got a question tonight. Yes, caller, your last four numbers of your phone number is 7562. You have a question? 7562.
Give us your question, sir, ma'am, or whoever.
Hello? Are they just intending to listen in?
LeBron, they're just listening?
Yes. I don't know. Your last four, I don't want to call us your whole phone number, but the last four of your phone number is 7562. If you have a question, you can go ahead and ask. If not, continue to listen.
Amen.
If you have a question, just press the one button and we'll get to you. But go ahead, Brother Parker. I guess they're just listening in. They might actually press the button.
Amen. Amen. Well, the whole thing is, and if you had a question or anything of that nature, that's good. But I know when we get to talk about it now, they've come quiet in America now. And they're not condemning same-sex marriages or anything else. You can see two men walking, holding hands, one with a dress on and everything, two women, one dressed like a man, one dressed like a woman, just everywhere you look around here because they have embraced it. But here's what's going to happen. If we don't stop it, we'll become the new Sodom and Gomorrah. That's the whole key.
Yeah.
It'll become like that. You'll be surprised. And they tell me that acting place or television, people on television and everything, in order for you to make some money or be in there, they're bisexual. Amen? And it's going to blow up suddenly on us now because everybody got their mouth zipped and not saying nothing, don't care. Amen? And that theater is one of the most powerful places to put it. Because people go to the theaters and look at the theater, and our young children are growing up, and they really haven't been taught totally, holistically the truth. And the next thing you know, they'll be going gays. At 14, and the younger, they're getting younger gays now. Kids in the schools now. Even the teachers have become gays and lesbians up in the schools. Amen. And somebody say, "What are you talking about?" I'm up in age. But when I was in school, we had two or three gay men, and they turned out, I don't know how many of the boys in our school, it was an all-black school, they turned them out gays, amen? And then it just started multiplying everywhere, amen? See, that's kind of bullshit. And it's toned down nowadays. The Supreme Court said a man got a right to marry a man and a woman, amen. Not in every state, but whatever state embraces it, they can. And people are flying out of certain states and going to other states, getting married, and coming back to the state that they were living in, and there's nothing can be done about it because they got the supreme authority in America to do that. And you see how cool and smooth everything is right now? Satan moving now. Satan is moving now. Amen. Got his sin rolling. Amen. How long did it take for Sodom and Gomorrah to become realistic like that? And God burned them off the planet Earth. Amen.
Yeah.
See, when sin get to rolling and they got the right to do the sin, they just give it time. You'll see. Amen. And they teach them to be a little bit more calm and everything. It is totally pathetic, amen? And watch your schools. Watch your schools. Because, I was a substitute teacher. And I saw a busting and calling the police down there to the restroom because my class was about it wasn't very far from the male and female bathrooms. Tons of foolishness was going on up in there. And I called the police, amen, and told the principal that thing. Keep those police up there watching those bathrooms. And they not only watched the bathroom that was upstairs and downstairs school, it was a big school, a 4-H school. And they were watching that they brought the police, they had to watch them as they go in and come out of the classrooms, and as they go in, come to school in the morning and leave. Police everywhere trying to break it down. Now, you know, when your kids start in school growing up gay, what do you think going to happen to America? It's going to multiply everywhere.
Yeah.
Amen. So we've got to know. And that's why we got to keep preaching the doctrine of Christ. Amen. Amen. I'm ready to preach 24 hours now. But we got brother ready to preach. Amen. Amen. Brother, you all call because I'm going to preach the spirit tonight. Amen. Come on, let me listen to you.
Amen. All right,
amen.
Brother Johnson. Yes, sir. I'm just sitting here listening and thinking in my heart how the America by itself is so corrupt.
Yes.
They don't need no help. It's corrupt all the way around. People just doing everything.
Anything.
Yeah. Whatever they want to do, America can do it now. Nobody says nothing.
Yeah.
And it's creeping into the church.
Amen.
And we got these false brethren, false teachers.
Amen.
Into the church now. And they won't preach the word because they're scared that if they preach it, that they will lose members. I'm not worried about losing members. If I can't reach you by the word of God, you ain't want to be saved no way.
Amen.
Amen.
The word of God is still the word of God.
Amen.
And it's not going to change because we don't like it.
Amen.
You know, see, too many people want God to change the book.
Yeah.
When God put his seal and approve on it, when he had all his prophets and apostles write it down, that was it.
That's it.
It was either you accept it or you reject it.
Amen.
There ain't no talking about we going halfway to heaven and halfway to hell because there ain't no such thing.
No halfway.
If you go to hell, just go on to hell.
Amen.
Forget it. If you go to heaven, thank God that something up and try to get up there. Because all this splitting up and tearing up, it ain't going to work. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to look at the word of God.
Amen.
These preachers today, I wouldn't trust them no far not to look at them. Because they're too crooked now.
Yes.
You got to be careful.
Yes.
They're lying and telling lies on top of lies. And then if you question them, well, I'm the preacher. I don't care if you is a preacher. I want to know why you're lying.
Yes.
Amen.
Well, I know the truth like you know.
Yes.
See, God revealed his revelation to me just like he revealed it to you. But you come up with a different protest and an active pronoun and don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But these preachers today, Lord have mercy, they need to be taught the Bible. They go to these divinity schools and come out worse than what they were before they went in there.
Yeah.
They don't even know the truth. It's so sad that America done failed to the ground. I mean, nearly on the belly. You talk about the word of God today, and nobody wants to talk about that.
All right.
If you said, man, I'm going to go out here and make me $4,000 or $5,000 a week, he can talk about it all day. And he can tell you how to get it.
Yeah.
But he can't tell you how to be saved.
Nope.
Ain't that something?
Amen.
And he don't talk about, hey, man, I read the whole book. And then you ask him, say, well, how do you become a Christian? Well, I know I read the whole book.
Mm-hmm.
And what I asked you how you become a Christian.
Yeah.
And he can't even tell.
Amen.
It's so sad. We, as Brother Parker said, we're getting further and further away from the book. That's why America is suffering like it is. Do you know America just dying every day?
Amen.
Every hour you turn the TV on, news, folks getting shot up, killed up, burned up.
Yeah.
All in the nursing home. You can't even go there no more, right?
Man.
They messed up on Pine Road. A woman was in the nursing home, had bed sores all over. They weren't even treating her right.
Amen.
Amen.
For today.
Shame.
And God ain't pleased the way we live in.
Nope.
We got shacking up, cracking up,
Amen.
And then turn around making up, huh?
Yeah.
The Bible says Hebrews 13 and verse number 5, God honors all marriages.
Yes.
And we don't want to get married no more.
Nope.
We won't go to no preacher. We won't even go to the Justice of Peace no more. We just tell a lady and a man, oh, we just gone shack up, you know, and tell a person we husband and wife. Well, I don't agree with it. And I know God don't agree with it because he already put it in the book.
Amen.
He says marriage. He married Adam and Eve.
Yes.
Amen.
They were one. Wasn't no two or three of them. It was just one.
Amen.
And Adam's wife was called Ms. Adam.
Yes.
Amen.
She wasn't called all these other names. You got people today. Well, all kind of names, Brother William, but I'm married to you.
Mm.
All you got to do is ask the girl, let's live together. And these women now, they don't care.
Yep.
Back in back in the days when I was growing up, you either marry that girl or you get on away from there.
Amen.
Now, you can say, well, you can date them today and go to bed with them tonight. Huh?
Mm.
Amen.
Stay with the day and go to bed with her tonight.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hey, that's the name of the game now. I go to your house tonight, and then I go to bed with you tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? We sleep in the same bed, like the husband and wife. So if you get ugly with me, in other words, sin against me, I just get up and leave you.
Amen.
That's the way they plan it. And you know what? When we sin willfully, we tell in Christ, I just leave you.
Yeah.
I don't care no more.
Amen.
That's what we do. We in the church. We get out there and want to hang out with our so-called friends, but the Bible says in James chapter 4, a friend of the world cannot please God.
Enemy of God.
Huh?
Yeah.
You hear me? We don't even recognize that no more. I go out there and drink with him, smoke with him, shoot dice with him, and do everything with him. And then when they come down talking about religion, hey, man, I'm a minister of Christ.
Not so.
Not even so. Because John said in 1 John chapter 3, verse 3 through 5, he said, there is no sin in Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, how can you say you're still a member of the Church of Christ and you don't quit following Christ?
You're not in it.
Yeah.
You got to shut your mouth and keep walking.
Amen.
Because you ain't telling the truth. You know what? You done left the truth.
Amen.
And you don't even have that. You don't have Christ no more. See, the Bible is letting us know when we act ugly, mess up, we better repent.
Amen.
Because if you die, that's the you going to hell.
Yes.
Yes.
We can't get away with that. See, a lot of folk want to. See, you hear what people want to do. Well, I hold on to Christ's hand as long as I get what I think I'm going to get. But the devil can come along. And you know what? I know something about Satan. Satan can come along with just a few dollars and say, well, here go a couple of dollars, and we'll walk away from Christ real quick.
Amen.
Oh, I got me $500 or $600 in my pocket. I don't need him now. I'll come back and pick him up later.
Shame.
And then when he gets on the sick bed, Brother William, the sad case, when he gets on the sick bed, first thing you holler, God, help me.
God,
save me. Lord, help me. Oh, yeah, he holler in. Oh, you'll call the devil in. Why would he call the devil for his help? Know why? That way he ain't got no power to help.
Ain't no help. Amen.
He ain't got no power to help him to get up.
Nope.
He gonna let him lay there. And
amen.
Die. And we don't see that until it happened to us.
That's right.
The devil don't care nothing about you. Amen. The Bible proves it to us. Satan don't care if you live or die.
No.
Amen.
He wants you to die so you can go to hell quicker. Huh?
Amen.
Amen.
When we preach, I know something about the Church of Christ. And it's the truth about us. We'll preach baptism and they'll read in their own Bible and still say God lying.
Amen.
They say God lying.
Baptism
can't save you. Well, that's a lie.
That's a lie.
Jesus said he can. Now who's right? Jesus or the devil.
God is true.
Jesus said baptism saved. But we got men today. No, You don't got to be baptized. All you got to do is believe in Jesus. Believe in Jesus. Well, if that's the case, all those devils, they going to heaven then.
Yeah.
Since they said they believe only.
Yeah.
That's not what the Bible teaches. People don't go to the scripture and find truth. They just take anything and go with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one thing I love about the word of God, when the Lord sent Peter to go and preach to the world, him and the 12, he gave them some instructions to go by. He didn't tell them to go out there and preach anything.
No.
He preached the gospel.
Amen.
And that's what they preached. They go out and preach. Well, look at, you know, Brother Paul, I'm going to preach this, and Brother Peter, I'm going to preach over here, and you preach over there. We're going to mix it all up. No, sir, and no, ma'am.
Amen.
Christ.
Amen. And
that's who they preach. They didn't preach Baptists. They didn't preach Methodists.
No.
They didn't preach Jehovah Witness. They didn't preach Seventh-day Adventists.
No.
They didn't preach all the names. They only preach Christ. And Peter said, neither is there salvation in any other name under heaven given among men by we must be saved. You can't be saved in another name. And we got
talking
about, I'm going to heaven too. We all going to heaven. We all believe in Jesus.
Mm.
You better check yourself again.
Amen.
We know we believe in Jesus because we believe from above. Why you believe that?
Amen.
You see, we believe from above, but why you believe in that? If you believe in earth, you don't die here in the earth. You'll die right here and then go to hell on top of it.
Amen.
There's a whole lot of folks don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And like you said, Brother Parker and Brother William, you said there's one church.
Well,
that
Amen.
Is the truth, and I stand with you.
Amen.
I ain't found no other church in the Bible. I don't care what they say. Show it to me. I want to see it. I want to see it on the page of inspiration. I don't want you come telling me nothing. I want you to show me. Open the Bible and show me where it's found there. You know
Amen.
What I ain't found nobody doing yet, Brother William.
Not yet.
Huh? When it comes down to it comes down to the Church of Christ, we got to fight all the time.
Yeah.
Why?
Amen.
Because we know the truth. See, the truth gonna set you free.
Amen.
John 8:31-32. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way. Now who else can be the way? Nobody.
Amen.
If anybody else of the way, show me in the Bible. Show it to me. But everybody will grab that scripture, John 14:6. But that's not talking to denominationalism. That's talking to the Church of Christ.
Amen.
That's what it's talking to. And see, the Bible, now listen up, the Bible belongs to the Church of Christ and nobody else.
All right. Amen.
Don't talk to nobody else. See, God has given us the basic instruction.
Yeah.
And we got to follow the basic instruction to leave earth to go to heaven. If we don't follow it, then we go into hell too.
Yes.
There ain't no excuse for this.
Amen.
Amen.
Man don't want to hear what the Bible says, so he go out and establish him a building and say, the Lord, all these churches belong to the Lord. They don't even know church here. See, they haven't read 1 Corinthians 3:11-17, brothers.
Oh.
They ain't read that. They ain't read 1 Corinthians 6:18-20. They ain't read that. No, they don't read the scriptures. Because the church is yourself. The Bible says we are the holy temple of God. And God said, if you defile that temple, I will destroy you.
Amen.
He's not destroy a building.
Nope.
He's not destroy you.
That's it.
Because God is in you.
Amen.
How you know that, Brother Johnson? And Hebrews 3:1-6. And 1 Peter 2:1-9.
Yeah.
It talks about you got all the spiritual sacrifices and all that. That's the reason why the Bible tells us to sing and not to play.
Amen.
Amen.
It says sing, S-I-N-G, and not P-L-A-Y. But men want to go back. Well, what about David? What about David?
Mm-hmm.
All right. David was already dead before the church got established.
Amen.
Christ's blood has gone back to him. He was already here.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Christ had to go back and clean him up. So that music that man want to hear is just entertain the world, but ain't doing nothing for Christ. Christ already said what he's going to do. He said, sing. I don't read nowhere in that Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 19. I don't read that. Well, he said, play anything. I don't see that in there. But, man, it'll make a difference, Brother Johnson. Long as you play and you got talent. I don't care how much talent you got. You might have played a piano, organ, guitar, or whatever you want to play.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to the word of God, you better set your talent aside and use it for God's glory, not for your glory.
Amen.
See, God said, sing. He said it plain and simple through the writings and of the Holy Spirit through Paul writing it down. Paul wrote what the Holy Spirit told him to write. He didn't write what he wanted to write.
Amen.
Yes.
And we got men today. Oh, it don't make a difference, Brother Johnson. Y'all Church of Christ, think y'all, we got to play. We can't play the piano in there. I said, sir, if God said it, that's what he meant.
Amen.
That. It's right there in the book. Ephesians 5:19 is still in the book. Colossians 3:16 is still in the book.
Yeah.
God ain't saying none of that. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 12. Hebrews 13:15.
Amen.
It's still there.
Amen.
Now we got folks coming. Go get you a guitar. Go get you a piano. It ain't that we can't afford a piano.
No.
It ain't that.
Amen.
God instructed us to go get now.
Amen.
Amen.
He said go get a piano. He said go get an organ.
That's right.
Huh? We got a lot of talented folks in the church. But God said sing, and that clears it up.
Amen.
Amen.
Got folks want to argue, and you say, well, you know, let's see what God got to say. Soon you get to the water of the grave of baptism, well, you know, I got to check with my preacher. Well, let me ask you a question tonight. Did your preacher die for you on the cross?
All right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Ask them that. Did your preacher die for you?
Who died for?
If Christ died for you, then your preacher ain't got nothing to do with this.
Amen.
You can't. I don't care what your preacher says.
Amen.
I don't care what he says, what he tell you. He can't save you. He can't save himself.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, if he can't save himself, I ain't going to save you. That's a bad situation, ain't it?
Amen.
But believe what they preach you say. Whatever. But I got to go check with Pastor so-and-so. They don't even know what a pastor is.
Don't know.
Don't even know what he is.
All right. Amen.
But they say, they go check Pastor so-and-so. And then they go, when they leave back, they get time to say, oh, I got to go check with Reverend so-and-so.
Yeah.
They don't know who Reverend is.
Don't know.
They don't even know. Ain't that critical? They just grab words and just run with it.
Yeah.
Just like Jeremiah 23:23-32.
Yeah.
Just run with the word. They don't even take time out to say, let me see what this really says. Just run with whatever that preacher say. It's all right. It's all right. Well, guess what? He going to hell. You going to hell. The devil's going to hell. All of y'all going to go to hell together.
Amen.
Because God has already told us how to do it.
Yeah.
He's showing us how to do it. Every day, I'm so grateful that God has blessed me to be able to read the word. Brother Lee, when I get older, I can't read no more. I already got it in my mind.
Amen.
I get so old that I can't read it, Brother Pop.
Yes.
I got it in my mind. I still got it in my mind. Why? Because God didn't take it away from my mind. I just got older.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? Don't even try to learn the Bible, Brother Lee. They'll sit around and mope all day. Well, you know. And you say, what's wrong with you, brother? Oh, this problem and that problem.
Yeah.
They'll all say,
amen.
Got a good song for a good voice.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, they don't even say that no more. Oh, they don't got to wait for them to say, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my
God. If you give me $1, ooh, I'm just as happy for a minute. You give me $100, oh, brother, I can go out and do what I want to do. But the minute I get broke, I'm looking sad and pitiful. You know, I noticed something about us in the church, too. And why do we look so sad and we got hope? And we look just as pitiful.
Yeah.
It's like we throw away. You know, that's a sad situation.
Amen.
God will save you. You better die to hell.
Amen.
Jesus came here, died on the cross, told us how to get into Christ, and we still want to go on out there, shake hips and bump around and do all kind of crazy. And then when we get 75, 80 years old, 90 almost, got one foot in the grave, another one coming in, don't get right with God.
Obey God.
What happened to your energy then? You ain't got that much energy like you had when you were 15 years old.
That's true, baby. Amen.
Your body done wore out.
Yeah.
And what can you do for God?
Little enough.
And they thank God to give you some money on the end. That they
all that
help. Amen.
Oh, it's so sad.
It is.
I'm grateful that God chose me at a young age. I could do a whole lot for it.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? See, I've done most of my big part of it. I'm just study doing it.
Yeah.
I ain't giving it up.
Amen.
But there are men I've taught old men, real old men. I've heard about the Church of Christ and Brother Johnson, but, you know, I think they were right. I said, you know what? I don't worry about what anybody else ain't right. I said, you get in Christ and stay right.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
What you're worried about. See, we got too many folks. What about other folks? Well, if you don't do it right, I ain't going to do it either. Well, if you go to hell, you want to go to hell with the man? Well, then go ahead. The door's open.
Nah.
Okay. Don't got no lock on his door, brother. We put the lock on after you get in there.
God's going to lock it.
It's going to be locked in.
Amen.
And you ain't coming out.
Can't get out.
But
yeah.
He open. He don't tell you. I say he wants you to come that way.
That's right. He's looking for you.
He's looking for you to come on. Come on in here.
Mm-hmm.
He said, don't get baptized. I can't burn you. I can't burn you. If you get baptized, that stops me from burning your soul. You
got to
follow Christ all the way.
Amen.
If you move down there and step outside of Christ,
I'm going to get you.
I'm standing right here waiting on you to fall. That's all he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Satan waiting on the church to fall. But you know what? I'm so grateful that Jesus said, when he said, I'll build my church
and
the gates of hell.
Amen.
Jesus said, the church is going to stand whether you do anything about it or not.
Amen.
Amen.
Church is saved.
The church is already saved. All you got to do is stay in it.
Amen.
Stay right
Amen.
In it. Because God is able to do what he says.
Yes.
See, God knows what he's doing. Do you know what you're doing?
All right.
Amen.
See, we trying to outthink God. That's our biggest problem.
No,
we think, because we got all the computers in the world.
Oh
we can ride an airplane now. We can drive cars now.
Yeah.
We don't have to really ride horses and buggies like back in the day. We can ride fine cars, brand new cars, 2018, and drive down the highway. But you know what man never could do? It can't save lives.
Amen.
It takes God to keep you alive.
That's it.
You know what? You can give me all the medicine in the world, Brother Will, but if God says time to go, that medicine won't do me no good.
Amen.
Lot of folks don't believe that. I told a lady that at the hospital when I was in Victoria. I said, you're not doing me a big favor. All you're doing is trying to keep the muscles and the stuff activated. But I said, if God says time to go, Johnson, I got to go.
Amen.
And the doctor heard me say, you know what? That is a true statement. We cannot do nothing about that.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Get your soul right, and you can live for eternity.
Yeah.
You don't got to worry about a doctor.
Amen.
We worry about the body too much, Brother Will.
Yeah.
That's going to die.
Amen.
And it's going about the Mother's Earth.
Yeah.
But what about your soul?
Yeah.
Your soul, you better get it right.
Amen.
Amen. If you die in sin, I'm telling you like it is. If you die in sin, you're going to hell.
Man.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. God is not going to save nobody on the outside of Christ. I've heard people
say,
well, Church of Christ thinks y'all the only one going to heaven. I said, let me filtrate your mind right. I didn't say all the people in the Church of Christ going to hell, to heaven. I said, none on the outside is going.
Amen.
If
Amen.
You have never opened the gospel, you're not going.
Can't go.
God will not accept you.
Amen.
He told Nicodemus that.
Yes.
Yeah.
You must be born again.
Amen.
of the water and of the spirit.
Yes, amen.
If you're not born again, you can't see God's face in peace.
Amen.
It's impossible. God letting you know you've got to do what I tell you. That's why we got to do it. And you get mad. You know, people get mad with us, Brother William, when we tell them the truth. They start swelling up. I said, why are you swelling up? We got some right here while we live at. He said, why are you swelling up? I don't agree with that. You mean to tell me God lying? Well, I didn't say it. No. You don't have to say it. I can look at your action and tell what you're saying.
All right.
Amen.
You don't do nothing about it. I mean, you calling God a liar. Even you don't do nothing about it.
Yeah.
Amen.
I tell you what God said from the book, and you sit there and don't do nothing. I don't agree with that.
Reject it.
And you reading it for yourself.
No.
That's pitiful. You reading it, Brother William, but you don't
Amen.
Read it.
Amen.
Yeah.
What you reading it for? Let me ask a question. What do you have a Bible in your home? The Bible don't protect you like that.
It's not.
It's not a Bible that just acts you like that. You got to go by faith through the Bible.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
The problem with faith is you got to live it.
Yes.
I can have a Bible my own for eternity. If I ain't living it, it ain't doing me no good.
Amen.
It's being the coffee table from here to dust, and it ain't doing me no good. I got to open it up and find out what God will do for me and how God will take care of me. But no, I sit there and won't do nothing about it, won't read it, won't study it. Won't say nothing good about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll look at the Bible, sir. Oh, well, that's just
Amen.
Another good book. See, we done got in a habit. That's another good book.
Yeah.
No, sir, no, ma'am. The Word of God is the Word of God. It's the holy book of all books.
Amen.
Ain't no book on planet Earth to save us.
It's spirit and life.
Huh?
Amen.
Can't save
Amen.
Us. All this book can save you. You know, you can put your trust in this book.
Amen.
It's reliable.
True.
It's dependable.
Amen.
True.
It's dependable. We can depend on it. Let me tell you something. And I don't mean to disrespect nobody, but the Bible's more dependable than your wife is.
Amen.
Your wife can get mad one day and say something real nasty to you. But the Bible ain't going to do that. God will
save you. Amen.
And it's going to come out right.
Amen.
And it'll never come out wrong. God will always be right.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't care what people say. God is always, always right, brethren. Never fail in nothing. And I tell you this here. God is right even in death.
Amen.
Amen.
In Psalm chapter 48, verse 12 through 14.
Yes.
He's always with you even in death.
Amen.
Who is he talking to? He talking to his children. He talking to those who are in Christ. He ain't talking to the world. If a man die outside of Christ, he ain't gonna heal.
No.
And see, Satan doesn't bind him with that kind of myth. Oh, you Christ child too.
Yeah.
You know, no. All y'all children of God. No, we're not. Have no baby to take
not according to the
Lord. You know, when the Apostle Paul was making havoc of the church. He wasn't a child of God then.
No.
He was a former child. When he obeyed God, he became God's child. That's why he became a member of the Church of Christ. And Paul was a member of the Church of Christ.
That's it.
He was a member of the Baptist Church.
No.
That's why I ask people, how you come up with this? But you know what the problem is? They're not honest.
Amen.
They're not honest with themselves and not honest with God. See, if I teach you the truth, Brother Parker, and then you read the scriptures just like me, and you jump up and say, well, I can't agree with you. You know what you say? I don't believe what you say, God. And then I ain't honest
Amen.
With you. That's the problem. That's the problem today. That's the problem with a lot of our brethren. They're not honest with God no more. They're going to do the same thing the world is doing. God is smoking and drinking, chasing women. And think because they got a nice car, all the women supposed to go with them, but they got a wife at home.
Shame.
It's a shame.
Amen.
It's a sad case, Brother Parker. It just pitifies me that left God and dying and going to hell.
Amen.
Just going straight to hell, Brother William.
Yes.
No hope at all.
Yes.
If you die, no hope is gone.
That's it.
It's gone. It ain't. give you long hope. Ooh,
yes,
Lord, have mercy.
Died with no hope.
Oh, that's a bad situation.
Amen.
Oh, God is good,
yeah.
Church. And sometimes we forget, but we need to go back.
Yeah.
Who saved us?
Amen.
God came down.
Yes.
From heaven.
Amen.
In
the form of a man, a servant.
Yeah.
And went to the cross. And we still don't want to do what he said. And he shed his blood.
Amen.
With the soldier fishing
and
side from blood and water. John 19:34. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
That blood is your evidence of covering.
Amen.
You get in the blood. What's the blood, Brother Johnson? The blood is the physical nation of the watery grave of baptism. That's
right.
What we're talking about.
Amen.
And we got folks to get.
Amen.
Oh, no. I can't see you getting in that water. I asked a question a couple of times, Brother Wee. I said, do you take a bath?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Don't you use water?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, God used water to clean you up, and you don't want to do it anyway.
No
problem. But Satan come along and say, oh, yeah, you got to do it. Just believe.
Yeah.
And you'll just jump on that. And
you
read John 3:16. But John 3:16 is not talking to the world. It's
Amen.
Talking to us that already in Christ.
Amen.
Because he said, believe it. He didn't say believe. He said, believe it. He
put
the pH on there to make sure we understood it.
And
we still won't do it. We still won't do it. We'll get mad, want to cuss the preacher out, want to cuss all the members out, because we won't want to do it God's way. I think we ought to work together. How can we work together? We ain't together.
Amen.
You can't let a man come in the Lord's church and start working and he don't know nothing about it.
Amen.
He don't know what to do yet.
Yeah.
You got to get him into Christ. Then he can work in the church. But we got some of the churches that let people come in now and do what they want to do.
Shame.
I've been there,
well,
brother. I've seen my own eyes.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying. Let the man come in. I said, what's the problem with this problem? That man ain't a member of the church. He ain't got no business up there waiting on no table. But that's foolishness.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Brother Johnson, well, you know, we'll talk to him. No, you won't. I'm going to tell you right now, it's wrong. Don't wait till he go home. You tell him right there in the church.
Amen.
In the church. You can't work here until you get in Christ and be taught. Oh, and people think they smooth with that. You got to watch folks in the church, man. You can't let nobody. And I'm like you, Brother Parker. If that man is going to preach the gospel, he needs to go set his rock down somewhere.
Yeah.
He don't need up in no pulpit. What are you up there for? He got 7, 8 other women besides his own wife. And he up there preaching. And they go, oh, did he do a good job? No, ma'am, and no, sir. Well, why you got against it? I mean, go check his background. You'll find out what he really is. God told him he's going to be married once, and he got 4 or 5 girlfriends. That's what he's going to do to him.
Shame.
We got people like that right in the church.
Yeah.
They come in through the back door and the front door, and they think we don't see. They think us older preachers are blind. No, we're not blind. We see it.
Amen.
We need to correct.
Amen.
See, at Partition, we don't play that game here. If you got too many women or too many this in the way, you can't preach now.
No, we have to
you can't preach it. You got to be clean when you come to Partition.
Amen.
And don't slip in the back door there.
Repent.
Either repent or keep on going.
Amen.
So the only way we don't tell you straight up. Got a lot of preachers scared to talk. Just scared of.
Yeah.
You got to let them get it straight. So look, now you going to preach here, work with us. You got to walk right with God.
Amen.
A lot of folks, they won't say nothing.
Mm.
Well, you heard his feeling. Well, I tell you what, let God hurt his soul.
Amen.
I say, hell. See, Satan's going to take care of it from then on. If Satan's going to say, oh, you belong to me now, and you can't come back out of the grave.
Out of
hell, get it right.
All right.
People failed one thing in life. I watch people how they talk. Well, Brother John, you telling me if I don't join your church, no, ma'am, no, sir, not join nothing here.
Amen.
The Lord asked you to the church, and he asked you to his church, not my church. I don't have a church. I don't have no members.
Amen.
I'm a member of the Lord's church. I belong to Christ.
Amen.
I don't belong to Brother William. Brother William don't belong to me.
That's
I don't belong to Brother Parker. Brother Parker don't belong to me.
Dude.
I belong
Amen.
To Christ. I got this bad. Oh, you left the church, Brother Johnson, Brother William. Y'all left the church. No, we haven't.
Nope.
The Bible tells
Amen.
Me in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning at verse 14, he said, come out from among them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why, Lord? Because they're evil.
Sin.
They're in sin, so you don't need to be there.
Amen.
Then Brother
Amen.
William already said that we came out from a congregation claiming to be the Church of Christ.
That's right.
We
Amen.
Because they wasn't living right.
Hypocrisy.
Too much hypocrisy.
Yes.
And we weren't going to put up with it. We weren't going to get this straight. So we got one choice to do. Either we walk or we stay over there and
yeah.
die and go to hell with the rest of us. But we left. And now we start a congregation over here, and we doing fine. Because God is with us.
Amen.
You know, you got God, you got it home.
That's it. Amen.
See, that's the problem. See, a lot of brothers scared of him. Well, I've been with Brother so-and-so for 30 years. I don't care if he's been with him. How many years? If he's wrong, he's wrong. That's
Amen.
Me, including myself.
Amen.
If I'm wrong, come to me and tell me. Don't sit up there. Well, I would tell Brother Johnson, but Brother Johnson, about to get mad. No, I'm not. I love you for it. Why? Because you warned me ahead of time to keep me from going to hell. That's what I'm talking
Amen.
About.
Amen.
You kept me from going to hell. You came to me as a brother and said, now, Brother Johnson, that was wrong. You need to repent of that and get it straight. I don't need to get, well, you can't tell me. I'm grown. I do what I That ain't the way we're supposed to do one another.
Amen.
We're supposed
Amen.
To do one another.
Wow. Amen.
And we're
Amen.
Awesome. You tell a brother today that you got to almost kill him, or he kill you once, so he getting mad. Oh, you don't tell me what to do. I'm grown. I've been doing this way for so well. I don't got to do it that. I don't think I'm trying to warn you, brother. If you don't get right with God, you're gonna lose your soul.
Amen.
We got to do it God's way. Only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ. Ain't no other way. If you could show me another way than Jesus Christ, I'll go with you. And I ain't bound to do that either.
Amen.
The reason why they can't, they don't do it because they can't do it.
No
God.
Yeah.
Everybody talk about going to heaven, but it ain't Christ.
They ain't trying to live.
Ain't
yeah.
Christ, brother. But everybody holler. I serve God like you. No, you don't.
Amen.
Because if I go to your assembly, I'm going to see a piano sitting up in there.
Yeah.
I'm going to see an organ.
Yeah.
And I'm going to see a choir.
Yeah.
And all of that. And God didn't tell me. You know what the Bible says? Sing. Not for everybody to sing.
The whole
church
is not part of the church.
Amen.
We got people want to entertain with all that old foolishness. Why? Because they didn't want to do what God said. God said sing.
Amen.
Amen.
God said sing. Lord, tell us to take the Lord's Supper every Sunday. Some of us
Amen.
Going to take it one at a time.
Yeah.
Some of us take it a year at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And that is the Lord's way. He said every Lord's Day. We got 52 Sundays. How many Sundays is that? There's 52, ain't it?
Yeah.
And we still
yeah.
won't get it right. Mm-hmm. And then, Brother William, we'll do it like this. We'll take it, but we're guilty of sin.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Still wrong.
Amen.
We need to repent. Then we got some from the church whenever they feel like it.
That's wrong.
They come to worship whenever they feel like it. And never
yeah.
repent. Just
yeah.
come in and sit down.
Amen.
And they think they're
Amen.
Doing God's favor.
Huh.
And they messed all up. They messed it up. If I was out of fellowship for 6 Sundays, brother, well, it's time for me to repent.
Amen.
I ask for forgiveness from God and the church.
Amen.
But no, I won't do that. I'll just go on and sit down. Like it ain't nothing, take the Lord's Supper, and I'm studying dying.
Man.
See, I done drank the stuff to the damnation, and I'm studying dying.
Yeah.
They don't even see it.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm just that blind. I've seen people do it, Brother William. It's so sad that they won't repent. They come and show up in body, but not in spirit.
Amen.
See, when
Amen.
We come to Christ, we got to come in the spirit.
Amen.
Yes.
John says in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10, He said, I come in the spirit of the Lord on the Lord's day. He said,
yeah.
I was in the spirit on the Lord's day.
That's it.
Amen.
Are we in the spirit? Well, when God made that affirmation, he wasn't just talking about just that one day. He just recorded that way. He recorded it. But John was in the spirit every day.
Amen.
Yes.
See, we supposed to be in the spirit every day because we don't know when Christ coming.
That's right.
Amen.
Christ comes tonight. We will be in the spirit.
Amen.
He can come tomorrow, whatever. Come Sunday while we're preaching.
That's right.
But we're supposed to be still in the spirit. But we're in the flesh. And trying to please God. God said, you can't please me in the flesh.
Amen.
You cannot please God in the flesh. Your mind got to be opened in the spirit for God to accept it.
Amen.
Yeah. Not just you can shut your Bible up tonight and forget about it. No. God will not accept it.
Amen.
The Bible tells me that in Romans chapter 8, beginning at verse 1. Through 12.
Yes.
He's telling us.
Amen.
He will not accept another will. And we can't make God accept something that we think he ought to accept. We got to do it this way, one way or the other.
Amen.
I'd rather do it God. When the door opens to the servant of the Lord, I want to be there.
That's right.
God tell my wife, I said, look, help me get in that chair. I got to be at the Lord's service. And we be down there. I ain't going to miss the Lord's service on no GP. I don't give a cow how cold it is, how hot it is. I'm still going to come to the Lord's service.
Amen.
But I don't want to go to heaven. If God got a book, and his book is going to be open that day, and if I haven't repented of nothing, when God opened the book, and he was just trying to repent then, just go to hell and forget about it.
Amen.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the world today? We're going to have to tell the world just like it is, whether they want it or not.
Amen.
It's bad out in the book.
Amen.
All in hell. They don't got to go talk about, well, you might go to hell. No, they don't bite to it. You go to hell if you don't get it right with God.
Amen.
That's all it is to it. We try to make it soft. Well, you're going up in hell if you don't do it right. You're going to hell, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't get right with God. And solve the problem.
Man.
See how many get right then. See, a lot of people try to do this old game. Well, I ain't going to go to that church. They preach too much hell. When they go to a soft church, that church calls itself the Church of Christ, they don't preach hell. They going to hell, too.
Amen.
Because they should have preached God's word.
Yes.
And they didn't. God wants us to preach like it is.
Amen.
Hell is in the Bible.
Yes.
Amen.
It's all over the book. New Testament and Old Testament.
Yes, sir.
And you can see it in there, and you will deny it.
Amen.
God, you mean to tell me God don't send all these people to hell? Well, you ain't read Matthew 7 and verse 13 and 14. You ain't read that. Couldn't have.
Amen.
Because he said, many going to go that way.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
And only a few going to find a way. A few, Brother William.
Amen.
One or two. But millions are going to hell.
Yes.
God did not change that. What's the problem? Well, I'm scared to preach that because I'm going to lose my preacherhood here. If God bless you to preach there, he'll bless you to preach somewhere else.
Amen.
Amen.
Long as you preach the truth, God's going to take you where you need to go. Look where we're at, Brother William. We left over there to get over here.
Yes.
Did God drop us and say, well, now, y'all on your own? No.
Nope.
God said, because we got this book.
Yes.
And he blessed us to get up. We may be small right now, but God's going to build us up. Watch what I tell you. It's coming. Because all we got to do is stick with the book.
Amen.
If that brother and them brothers over there across the track and stuck with the book, they'd have flurried. But they didn't want to do it that way. They want to do it the devil's way.
Amen.
And they're going to try to bring another guy in and another guy in. What's going to happen? It's still ain't going to work.
All right.
Because God has already said it ain't going to work. And we know it ain't going to work. Because you know why? Because the Bible condemns anything we do wrong.
Amen.
We can't bring the world into God's family. No. Can't do it. You can't bring it in. You got to get the world in the out of them.
Amen.
I was going to put it loud and plain.
Yes.
And once you preach that out of them, then you got a church that's going to flourish. It's going to grow. It's going to pick up. And it's going to be able to teach others. How can you teach me? You ain't never been taught nothing.
Mm.
You was on the 30, I'm going to close the 30 some years with them brothers, and they didn't want to learn.
Nope.
They didn't want to listen to you.
Shame.
And it's a shame before God. And some of them take 40 years, they still wouldn't listen.
And more.
And wouldn't listen, Brother Wade. That's a sad thing before God.
Shame.
Now we got to start all over to get them right.
Amen.
And then they try
Amen.
To fight us today because we're telling them the truth. Repentance is important, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
We're trying to warn the world
and the church.
God's warning.
Amen.
Yeah. We're going to keep on preaching it.
Amen.
Brethren, don't back off. Just keep on preaching, Brother Parker, Brother William.
Yes.
Brother Parker, Brother William. Just keep on preaching because God said it.
Amen.
The Apostle Paul wrote it down, but God told him to what to write down, and we are to carry this on until we leave this earth.
Amen.
That's where it goes. We got to preach it and tighten up the belt. I don't care what they say about us. They talk about our Lord. When you standing for the truth, you going to get talked about. You're going to get stoned.
Amen.
And your name is going to be cast out.
Yes.
But you just keep on preaching.
Yes.
The Bible tells me, he that endures to the end shall be saved.
Yes, Lord.
That's the winner right there.
Yes.
If you endure to the end, you're going to be saved.
Amen.
But if you don't, you're going to be lost. God has already said what he wanted to do.
Yes.
Preachers, let's get it on.
Preach the word.
Let's preach the word. Preach the hell out of the nation.
Yes.
Amen.
But from the White House to your house, just keep on preaching.
Yes, sir.
Don't back up. Let me talk about that. They don't seem to want to. We don't care what they don't seem to want to do. Noah didn't quit preaching until God said, go in the ark.
Amen.
And when he stepped in the ark, his family stepped in,
Amen. And
they were saved. God put his lock on the ark.
Yep.
It was approval, and it was over.
You see,
the rest of the world was lost in sin.
Amen.
Yes.
If they refuse to go to hell, let them go.
That's it.
You just tell them what God says.
Amen.
God says preach his word.
Yes.
That's what God wants us to do.
God
preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't worry about what folks think. That's our biggest problem. We worry about, I don't want to hurt so-and-so's feelings.
No.
Well, if you go to hell, you already hurt.
Amen.
Yes. You know what? Without soul in hell, there's nothing else to be done.
Amen. No consolation.
Amen.
You just hope. You can't call a doctor in.
Nope.
You can't get no water in.
No.
Huh?
No relief.
You know, it's just in pain. You think you had a headache, you can get some buffer and tape for that. You got a toothache, you get the teeth pulled. But you can't pull the soul out.
Nope.
You only pay for it. Because God has told you what to do.
Amen.
And you didn't do it. He said, obey me.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Amen.
He said, obey me. And we won't do that. And God just gave us a book. What more? I'm like, Brother Parker, what in the hell do you want from God?
All right.
Amen.
What the hell we want? God just gave us everything that pertains to life and godliness.
Everything we need.
Huh? 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 11.
Yes.
And we still crying. Oh, Lord, I can't do this. Oh, Lord, I'm so tired. Oh, Lord, this. Oh, Lord. We always say, oh, Lord, something. But if the devil tells us to do something, we're like, oh, yeah, I can do that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we can do that. But when I notice something, Brother.
Where is the flesh?
I know something, Brother. But when it comes to the Lord, here we go. Here's how we do it. We get so low. I'm going to throw an example. Got a young man don't want to really do what he's supposed to do. But we can't make it. All we can do is tell him. But the point is, do you want to do it? If you don't volunteer to do nothing for the Lord, then you don't want to do it.
Amen.
And you
right.
We got to do what God says. Just keep pressing that.
Mm-hmm.
Keep pushing it.
Amen.
Something got to break. It's just like a hammer and a rock. You beat that rock until you break it in half or pieces or whatever.
Amen.
Beat it with the Bible. Just beat it down. Just keep on beating it down. We got some hard-headed people right here in Morton. We got to beat them down, brother.
All over the world.
We got to beat them down. It's sad to say that, but it's the truth.
Oh,
we got to beat them down with the word of God. We can't let them know what the hell was that up. Because if they let up, oh, Lord, you have a problem.
Don't stop preaching.
You got to preach. We, as ministers of God, we got to preach it like it is.
Amen.
Yes.
Hell is hell. heaven is heaven.
That's it.
Brethren, let's stick together.
Yes, sir.
With the gospel.
Amen.
You have heard the word tonight. Do you believe it? Acts 15:7.
Amen.
And, Acts 3:19, you got to repent.
Amen.
Acts 8:37, you got to confess. And Acts 8:38, you got to be baptized in water.
Amen.
And
yeah.
Then in Acts 2:47, let the Lord add you to the church.
That's it.
Not me. Man. That ain't got nothing to do with that.
Nope.
When we preach the gospel, the Lord takes some days. Now I do the adding, you do the preaching.
Amen.
That's what God wants done. And if we do it God's way, I can say this without a shadow of doubt. The church will pick up and they'll probably scare all of us. Because we'll say, oh,
man.
The church is going to do. See, what God's doing right now, he's getting the riffraff out the way.
Yeah.
For the church
yeah.
to come through.
Amen.
See, we've been to come through. Don't worry about that part of it. We just keep preaching.
Amen.
Watch God don't come
Amen.
Through. He gonna, when he comes through, Brother Parker, it's going to blow our minds. We're going to say, oh, we thought God wasn't going to ever get through.
Yeah.
God was coming through all the time.
Amen.
He got to remove these sinful folks that will not obey.
Yeah.
And get the church straightened up.
Yeah.
Once you get the church straightened up,
Amen.
This all oh,
Amen.
The church going to come through like wildflowers. It's going to come through. I know God will because I keep praying about it. I said, Lord, let the church come through now. We see me dying and they don't want your word.
Yeah.
It's time for you, God. Now we're going to put it in your hands and take it from here.
Amen.
And God's doing it too. Look at the TV.
Yeah.
Look at your newspaper. Go in the back of the obituary. All you see is Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, dying. If I get them out the way,
yeah.
I people get up.
Amen.
Get up. Look at the children of Israel in the book of Numbers.
Yeah.
When Moses laid them out of the promised land. God said, now you go forward.
Yep.
Don't look back.
Amen.
You go back. You go forward. That's what me and Brother William planned on doing. Going forward. We ain't going back.
No, sir.
We ain't going back across
Amen.
The land. We're going over that part. We already experienced that. Go forward. Do what God says.
Amen.
That's what we serve.
Amen.
We ain't serving no man.
Nope.
We serving God.
That's it.
Yeah.
If the churches of Christ preachers will do that, I guarantee you, America has to shut themselves down. Donald Trump had to go back to Florida.
Decent change.
Up in the White House, you had to come out of here, man, because we come up in this. Turn that place out. Oh, man, this bottom wouldn't do no good.
Mm.
God knows what he's doing.
True.
I've seen how God worked with those old-timey preachers back in the day, how they preached the hell out of people.
True.
And folks
yeah.
coming in. Oh, it can happen again, Brother Parker.
Yes.
It can happen.
Yeah.
We just got to bat out on that book. Tell it like
yeah.
it is.
The gospel.
It's preaching and preaching and preaching. We're preaching until Jesus says time is up.
Amen.
When Jesus says time up, then we know we got to go. We go
yeah.
on. See, we just here for a little while. But our little while can accomplish something. I have that much faith in God that we can turn the world upside down like the Apostle did in the first century.
Amen.
17 chapters, verse 6. They didn't play around. And it was only 12 of them.
Yes.
12. And they turned God's word upside down to the world.
Amen.
And they trying to fight against us. We already got the battle won. We already got it won. You know how we won? When we obeyed the gospel.
Amen.
We went through. We went through the transition.
That's it.
And we contact the blood. We contact the blood, Brother Parker.
Yes.
When we contact
Amen.
The blood, we became new creatures in Christ.
Amen.
We became new creatures in Christ. Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 17.
Amen.
See, we new creatures, so we ain't got to worry about all we got to do is stay faithful to our God.
Amen.
Every day, every time come together, watch how strong. See, Satan trying to tear it up. He ain't worried about those in the world. He trying to tear up the strong church now.
Amen.
See, he has a lot of weakness in the church. But when it comes to the strength of the real church, and we going to follow God, then we have war right there.
Yes, sir.
He says, I got to do something to these people, some kind of way. But as long as we keep that love there, you can't beat it.
Amen.
Hate and run. Do you hate a run and love a conquer? Oh,
yes.
Love a conquer, brother. I'll tell you what,
Yes.
I got a birthday coming up in 2 weeks, Brother Parker,
and I
study growing strong.
Praise the Lord.
I study growing strong, Brother Will. I'll be 65 years old if the Lord say it. I'm going for the battle. I got my armor on, Brother William. And I got my gun right here in front of me, and I got my bullets with me. All I got to do is shoot them at you. They're going to hit you right in your head. If a man want to assassinate you, he'll assassinate you in your leg. He's acting, he's got the head.
Yeah.
That's all
Amen.
The people. Yeah.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying, church? I'm trying to build you up again. Keep you strong.
Amen.
Don't give
Amen.
Up. Because something come down. Oh, you got brother. You need help. Hey, I'm here.
Focus your mind.
See, God didn't put me and you together for nothing, Brother Wee.
No.
See, you honest and I'm honest. See, God looking for honest preachers.
Amen.
He ain't looking for no crooked preachers.
Faithful.
If they're not faithful and honest to God and true in life, they can't serve God.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
We got to be one spirit.
Not
two. Amen. One spirit. When Peter preached those folks on the day of Pentecost, if they were all one spirit.
One in Christ.
Amen.
What for two and three of them? It was one. O-N-E.
Yes.
These are every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. See, we both got the same Holy Ghost. Ah,
man.
One spirit. We got the same spirit. There ain't no two or three spirits.
Nope.
The Apostle Paul said there's only one.
One.
We got this all messed up. So I say, oh, you get the Holy Spirit like this, the Holy Spirit like that. No, sir, no, ma'am. There's only one way to get it, and that is through the watery grave of the baptism through faith.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you believe that? The Bible says it. God ain't going to lie to you.
Amen.
God can't lie. You know the Bible, God can't lie. He cannot lie. So if God can't lie, then who's going to tell the truth?
All right.
God's going to tell the truth. And the devil's a liar. Because the Bible says he's a liar.
From the beginning.
He's a liar. He's a father of it.
Amen.
God gave him a little credit. He said he's a father of it.
He's a daddy.
We ought to be praising him every day.
Amen.
Not only on Sunday, but praising him every day. Every time you think about it, we ought to be saying, Lord, thank you for letting us see another day.
Daily walk.
We walk with him. Like Noah walk with him. We got it made, brother.
Yes, sir.
All we got to do is just focus on God. I was reading something one day. It said, focus on what you're looking at. Not looking at the door. I said, I'm focusing on you, Lord. I was looking through his word. I was focusing on it and just reading to myself. I thought, oh, God, you are so good. You gave me the word.
Amen.
You allowed me to speak your word. My lesson is the final judgment. I'm going to preach that Sunday. I'm letting you know ahead of time.
Amen.
I found a scripture in the Bible, the final judgment.
Yes.
Are you ready for it?
All right.
Oh, if you're not ready, you ain't going with Jesus. We got to get ready, church.
Amen.
We finna go home.
Yes.
I want to see Jesus. I'm like that woman you always talk about, Brother Parker. He said, all I'm waiting on to see Jesus.
Amen.
I'm waiting on to see Jesus. It wasn't enough hell down there to be worried about. And you don't need to worry about that. All you need to be is focusing on Jesus now. We all think that today we need to be focusing on Jesus because we ain't got long.
Amen.
That's why we're focusing.
Yes.
Think about that for a minute. Focusing on Jesus to go home.
Yes.
And live for eternity. Ain't that great? We can live and never die.
That's it.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 7 and verse 17. He said, you'll wipe away all tears, Brother William. We cry now, but then when we get to heaven, we won't cry no more.
Amen.
We won't cry no more. I don't have to send the wheelchair no more, Brother William. I have a new body. I'll be able to run around. You probably say, do you ever sit down? I said, man, I'm so glad to walk.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? That's why I don't mind serving God. Because God has blessed me to be able to use my voice for him.
Amen.
Listen, that's why
Amen.
I said I'm going to keep on pushing until I die.
Yep.
One way or the other. If he called me before it's time to go, go, I'm gone. Don't
yep.
worry about me. Y'all keep preaching the gospel.
Amen.
Amen.
Because I know when God takes you home, you're going home.
Amen.
You lost that soul.
Yep.
I'm focusing on God. I ain't serving Satan in his office. He can show me the world. I'm still going to serve God.
Amen.
I don't have to have $1 million to serve God. I just serve God.
Amen.
That's our problem. We want all of this from the world, and then all this going to burn up. Wheelchairs, cars, homes, and everything.
Yep.
God done already told us all this going to burn up. All we got to do is serve him.
Amen.
And stay with
him. Amen.
The thing about with God is I'll never have to buy groceries and pay rent and wear my clothes, because I'll be clothed in my right mind every day. Because
Amen.
I know God is right.
Yeah.
See, the Bible says God is righteous and holy.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
We serve a holy God.
Man.
We serve a God that knows it all, brother. He knows what tomorrow going to bring.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Amen.
We think we know, but
yeah.
we don't really know.
Amen.
When you go to sleep tonight, God already got it prepared for us.
Yeah.
And I tell you something else, go close out with this. God will not let you go hungry. I'm like David.
Amen.
I've never seen the righteous beg for bread.
All right. Amen.
Amen.
I don't see what happened. God ain't gonna allow it to happen. That's why the church is here on earth. He said, my church take care of my people.
Yes.
We take care of one another. That's what God wants us to do. See, God looking for a church that will do exactly what he says.
Amen.
The
Amen.
Last step, he's looking for a church that will follow him all the way, no
yes.
matter what it costs.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I can destroy both body and soul in hell. Matthew chapter 10, verse 19 through 26.
Amen.
I can destroy it.
Amen.
Guess what? God said, I won't do that. I'll give you a chance. He's giving us a chance right now.
God
is right.
Amen.
Amen.
If you got a problem tonight, we need to repent of it. Whatever's in our way, we need to get it out the way.
Yes.
And not only that, the folks out there in the radio land, you better get right with God, because you've got to die one day.
Yes.
And stand before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Amen.
And what you going to say to him? I turn it over to you, Brother Parker, Brother William.
Brother
William,
tonight has been a tremendous night. There has been tremendous authority of the Word of God shared with the people of this radio broadcast throughout the world. Gentlemen,
Amen.
We have done what we ought to have done. And that's preach the word.
Amen.
It's up to every
Amen.
Man, every person who cares about their soul salvation
Amen.
To receive
Amen.
The word and obey it.
Amen.
That's what faith is. It's believe and obey.
Amen.
Amen.
When we trust and obey God, we have the hope and the confidence that God will save us for all eternity.
Amen.
Yeah.
I want to know if you want to go to heaven.
Mm.
You want to go to heaven today.
Amen.
You need to obey God.
Amen.
Not tomorrow.
Amen.
We don't know whether we'll be here alive tomorrow.
Amen.
If you die
Amen.
If you die in your sin,
mm.
where Jesus is, and Jesus is God in heaven, where
Amen.
Jesus is, we cannot go.
Amen.
Yes.
You want to go to heaven? Brother Parker, Brother John,
yes.
already said, you got to hear the word.
Amen.
Acts
yes.
chapter 2 and verse 36 and 37. You got to believe the word. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. You got to repent of your sins.
Amen.
Acts chapter 2,
yeah.
verse 38. You got to confess Christ. Acts chapter 8, verse 37.
Amen.
Romans chapter
Amen.
10, verse 10.
Amen.
You got to be baptized into Christ.
Amen.
Romans
Amen.
Chapter 6, verse 3 and 4.
Amen.
Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 and 27.
Amen.
Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Acts chapter
Amen.
8, verse 38.
Amen.
And you must rise
Amen.
From that water grave and walk in faith.
Amen.
Trusting
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Serving God. Fighting the good fight of faith. Fighting
Amen.
Against sin.
Amen.
And fighting for Christ.
Amen.
That's what Jesus wants. We're looking for some soldiers for the spiritual
Amen.
Army of God.
Amen.
Join us in this
Amen.
Great fight for, against the evil in the world.
Amen.
Let's fight
yeah.
for and for right.
Amen. Amen.
Serve God
yeah.
day and night.
Amen.
We're looking for those who want to obey the truth. God bless you as we conclude tonight, brethren. Let's have a word of prayer.
All right.
Amen.
God, we thank you for another blessing and opportunity.
Amen.
Thank you for
yes.
giving us life, health, strength, the knowledge and wisdom of thy truth.
Amen.
Giving us a mouth
Amen.
To declare your word, dear
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Giving
Amen.
Us a mind to defend the truth.
Amen.
We pray for
Amen.
All of the hearts and all of the minds who are hearers and participating in the hearing of the truth.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
This word will continue to go forth that men everywhere who hear
mm-hmm.
will continue to obey, that some
Amen.
Will be saved.
Amen.
We know, dear God, that the majority of men will not obey the truth.
Amen.
But for those who do, we say and we encourage, dear God, that you that they will be saved
Amen.
All
Amen.
Eternity.
Yes.
They, like we, are seeking to do your will.
That's it.
Amen.
Thank you, dear God. Bless us in every endeavor that we put forward to do your will.
Amen.
Jesus' name we pray and give thanks. Amen.
And
amen.
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 Good night, my brethren. God bless us
Good
all.
Night.
Let's get back together next Thursday night. Lord willing.
Yes.
Amen.
Same
Amen.
Channel, same station.
Amen.
Preach the truth. God bless you.
God bless you all.
Amen.
To hear your mailbox prompts in English, press 1. You will hear your prompts in English.
Usted escuchará sus opciones en inglés.
To confirm this change, press pound. To cancel this change, press star.
Para confirmar esto.
Request canceled. To hear your mailbox prompts in English, press 1.
Para escuchar las opciones del buzón de mensajes en español, oprima el 2.
To hear your mailbox prompts in English, press 1.